The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Holy guacamole, as they say.
Yes, they say
I got to tell you, Albin, tomorrow, this is what my sources tell me.
They tell you
because I've got sources in the former administration.
Deep
in the,
state
in the Trump
sources.
Administration. My sources tell me that tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, I can't prove it,
but
these sources have been pretty remarkably accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe tomorrow is Thanksgiving, in which case... today, I guess that would make today the day before Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve.
Eve.
As it's known in the rest of the Commonwealth. Now, I want to say what I'm going to do on Thanksgiving, but I want to know, what are you going to do on Thanksgiving? What do you do? You live in Westchester.
Yes,
do they celebrate Thanksgiving in Westchester?
We just started. This is like the second anniversary of celebrating.
Really?
Yeah.
They finally started celebrating it. Because years ago,
No, they didn't.
We're joking, but the fact is, years ago, Thanksgiving was not really codified. We'll talk about this over the next few days.
Yeah.
But like it became a thing relatively recently.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
In the 1850s, they were not celebrating Thanksgiving all across America.
And the woman that wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb actually was the one that instigated this whole national drive to get Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Yeah, Josepha Hale, what's her name, Sarah, something like that. But we talk
that's
about
right.
that on
we've
Fun
we've
Facts
had her on
Friday.
The program.
Yeah, we've had her on this program.
Okay, but so
we dug her up.
You and the lovely Anne, not
lovely.
To be confused with your wife, the horrible Anne.
Oh, boy.
You and the lovely Anne
yes, that's lovely.
Tomorrow... what do you do?
We go to a friend's house. It's only about a mile or so away. And the problem is Wednesday today after the show, I've got to go to the worst place in the whole wide world, which is in Elmsford, the Sam's there. I hate going
to
Sam's.
You've got to go to Sam's Club?
Sam's Club.
Oh, man, that
stinks. For Thanksgiving and go in there and try to find whatever's left on the shelves. We have to bring hors d'oeuvres and things like that. But we already got the apple pie at Wegmans, one of my favorite
stores. You got that
like
4 weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. And it's getting ripe. You know,
so
it's got some extras in it. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Oh, okay. I hear you, man. Nothing like a chunky, elderly apple
and
pie.
And Anne's making cranberry sauce. And,
okay,
but we're not
so you're hanging out with friends.
Friends.
And are you going to go over the river and through the woods to these friends' house?
That's one of the songs we'll be singing.
All right.
As we go a mile away.
Well, everyone knows we live in Manhattan.
Yes.
And my parents are in the house where we grew up, which is to say in Danbury, Connecticut, where we moved in. We took possession of the house in May of 1972.
Hmm.
And then, you know, I had to finish school at Transfiguration in Corona, Queens. So we didn't really move in officially until, I don't know, it was, I guess, the first days of June or something like that in 72. So we've been there ever since. And it's working out. I think we're going to keep the house. It's only been 50 years now. But I'm pretty sure we're going to keep it. We just figured to give it a trial period of 5 decades. But we typically would do all our holidays there because my brother and his family are out, you know, on the Connecticut coast.
Yeah.
But now, you know, that my mom is older and what we're going to do is we're going to drive to Danbury. That's me and my family. We're going to drive to Danbury. That's my family and I are going to drive to Danbury. We're going to take my parents all the way down to the Connecticut coast, and we are going to celebrate with my brother and his family. And at the end of that, we're going to drive back to Danbury and probably stay with my parents on Friday and whatever.
Yeah.
So it becomes like a big journey, but it's in a car. It's
not in a
sleigh
or
anything like that. But anyway, so that's what we're doing for Thanksgiving. And I keep hearing these rumors that it's hard to get a turkey. Is this true?
You know what? We were talking to the our makeup woman, Laura, and she said that in her where she lives, they're actually giving turkeys away. They're coming door to door. Somebody knocked on her door and said, "Do you want a turkey?" I forget the city that she lives in. But they were actually, if you need a turkey, we don't want you to go hungry. Here's a turkey for Thanksgiving. It's a New Jersey town, one of these small towns, Union City or something like that.
What a nice gesture. Those turkeys have been in the deep freeze since 84.
Yeah. No, they're old turkeys, but, you know, it's free. What you
they're old Reagan turkeys. They put them in the deep freeze with the government
they're
cheese.
They're Republican turkeys.
All right. Okay, so so we are, I believe, my guest in a couple of minutes is going to be Larry Taunton.
Part two.
We spoke to him yesterday, and I said, you know,
he's got a
sounds
lot of
to
say.
Me like
he's,
I'd like to continue talking. Yeah. We haven't had him on in a while.
Yeah, he's
but there's so
on
many dear
on.
Friends that we haven't had on in a while because it's been such a crazy season with me traveling. Ken Fish, we got to get him on the program. Have we booked him yet? We don't
no,
know.
No, we haven't.
I know he's going to be in New York. I don't think he's going to be able to do the show. Yeah, forget it. But Ken Fish, he's going to be in New York doing something. The Getty's Christmas concert.
Oh,
we
right.
got. We've got to tell people, folks, if you want to be at Carnegie Hall in New York City, Carnegie Hall. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. Carnegie Hall. Our friends, the Getty's, are doing a concert there, December 15th.
Yes.
Okay. I know I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know tons of friends are already going to be there. But I should say, if you can drive to Carnegie Hall December 15th, it really is extra special. It's almost, I guess it's become like a New York tradition now because they've done it every year and you kind of can't miss it. And it's wonderful and you'll see fun people there. But we love Keith and Kristen Getty. And so that's December 15th. I should have mentioned that earlier. Anyway, okay.
Yes.
Before we go to our guest, I want to remind people, Socrates in City, December 6th. In New York City, you go to now we're recording this a day early, so I don't know if the code works anymore, but there was a code VIP25 for 25% off. There were very limited tickets, so I'm assuming it's not going to work, but just in case, VIP25 for 25% off Socrates in City tickets. I want to mention that. I also want to mention, I don't know why, but the folks at Nutramedics decided that for the rest of this month, if you use the code Eric, it's 35% off. That's kind of insane. I get all of my nutraceuticals from them. And everyone tells me how great they are. Like, I'm telling you, when you talk to, like, secular New York doctors, who they go, oh, Nutramedics, very impressed, very impressed. Like, they're really impressed by Nutramedics. But what they don't know is that Nutramedics gives 50% of all of their profits to missions organizations, mostly in the third world. Really, they're heroes. Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric. We should also get in a plug for our buddy Mike Lindell. Most of my books are available at mystore.com, including the Uncle Muggsy books, I got to tell you, oh my gosh.
They're
in
beautiful.
Terms of Christmas presents, they're the most beautiful books I've ever seen, illustrated by my friend Tim Raglan. The Donald the Caveman books, but most of my actual adult books are available at mystore.com with the code Eric. But the most exciting thing is the coffee.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
The coffee at mystore.com, it's magical. Mm-hmm. Mike Lindell, like you realize, he just seems like he kind of plays the role of like a goofy, normal guy.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a genius. He's, you know, he's a very wealthy man, a genius businessman.
Yes.
And he seems to do everything right because he has created all these products that people rave about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people didn't like them, you'd hear about it, right?
Yeah.
But people rave about his products. If you go to mypillow.com, there's a ton of stuff. Obviously, use the code Eric and tell your friends. But I still will never get over the mattress topper.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember? I remember it was like the mattress topper. We're going to send you a mattress
and
topper.
Both.
And I was like, mattress topper? Like, what do I care? Like, I don't, you know, I don't care. Honestly, I was blown away. That's, anyway, if you use the code Eric, it's much less expensive.
And the towels are incredible, too. I am not kidding
the
about
the thirstiest towels on this or any other planet.
Yes.
But it's true. Do you remember when he did a Christmas special and he talked about the special towel technology that they should be teaching in schools? But the towel technology about how the towels are actually more absorbent and how the new towels that you get in stores or whatever, they feel all soft. But anyway, you didn't need to hear that. But the point is mystore.com, mypillow.com. Reward Mike for being an American hero, which I promise you he is, and a really super nice guy. Use the code Eric at those places. And I think I didn't mention it, but my schedule coming up, I am everywhere. I am this weekend in I'm preaching at Church of the Apostles in Atlanta. I'll be in Seattle. I'll be in Phoenix. I'm going all over the place.
Yeah, but go to ericmetaxas.com for the schedule for your
for my schedule, trip. Eric Metaxas.
And sign up for the newsletter.
And for the love of Christmas or Thanksgiving, sign up for the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. We'll be back with our friend Larry Taunton. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT. Folks, welcome back. We continue our conversation with my friend Larry Taunton about his deep dive into the horror that is the World Economic Forum and its leader, Klaus Schwab. So we learned a lot on this yesterday, Larry, and it seems certainly sinister. It seems so dedicatedly globalist, but what fascinates me is that if you're a serious Christian and you know anything about the end times, you always worry about a one world order. You worry about an antichrist emerging who wants to take over the world. And at any point in world history, that was effectively preposterous. But we now have the technology and the global connections where there are people very seriously thinking about this and forgetting that, you know, the United States of America is the greatest country in the world, and that it has brought freedom and so many good things. They act like, no, that the days of nations are over, nationalism bad, globalism good. And there are plenty of woke Christians who seem to be going along with that agenda, not understanding anything about it, really.
I couldn't agree more, Eric, and great to be with you. On your show, always love to be with you and always love to be on your show. There are two things that stand in the way of the globalists and the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. They are, you know, the face of globalism. They're the people who are really driving it. And those two things are this. The first is the Christian faith. The Christian faith, because the Christian faith is fundamentally against tyranny. And that is because, and I kind of loosely quote Francis Schaeffer when I say this, Christians are rebellious insofar as no no tyranny can tolerate a people who say that they have an absolute universal standard by which all men in their governments are judged. And of course, Christians always say that there is a law above the state. I mean, this country was founded on this principle. You know, the Declaration of Independence doesn't appeal to British law. It appeals to the laws of God. It says, you know, we know that this is what the law says, but there's a law above above that law. The abolitionists did the same thing. We know that the law says that slavery is illegal, but we say it's an immoral law because we appeal to God's law. So Christians stand in the way of globalists. So this is why you're seeing a massive attack on the Christian faith. Secondly is patriotism. You know, just love of country. One of the things I love about Giorgia Meloni, the new prime minister, the populist candidate who was this shocking victory in Italy, one of the things that I love about her is she says, part of her little speech that went viral about a year ago is she says, I'm a woman, I'm a mother, I'm a Christian, and I'm an Italian. And, you know, I loved her for that. I thought, you know, I love the fact that she loves her country. I love the fact that she's saying, I'm not ashamed to be any of these things. And the globalists are trying to make me be ashamed of all of them, that somehow I can't be a mom. I'm not allowed to say that I'm a woman anymore. I have to have all these other pronouns. And I'm definitely not allowed to be a Christian. So the Christian faith and patriotism, where are those things found in the greatest abundance in the world? Well, it's the United States. So the United States is the key barrier to the globalists, and therefore it has to be demolished. So the ways that they're seeking to do this is with the acids of cynicism. You know, that our history is all racist and the toppling of statues and these kinds of things. That's part of it. Another thing is to open our borders wide open so that people who don't share our values, who don't understand our history, who have no desire to preserve anything, but rather to annihilate it, are allowed to just come across our borders by the millions. And also to be seeing billions of American taxpayer dollars are being sent around the world for very strange projects, you know, whether it's for some kind of globalist version of Planned Parenthood or the war in Ukraine or what have you. The idea is in generations past, Eric, the goal of the United States was to try to elevate non-democratic poor countries to the status of the United States. Globalists want to do exactly the opposite.
Right.
Let's reduce a democratic, prosperous nation, the United States, to the status of third world non-democratic countries.
No, that's exactly right. And again, when you talk about Christians being against tyranny, it doesn't matter whether that tyranny comes in the form of hypernationalism as it did under the Nazis or in the form of globalism. But again, what I find funny is that the people today who are globalists or who are somehow vaguely anti-Christian, they act as though nationalism by definition is bad. We know it was bad under Hitler, but when you have nationalism that supports freedom and good things, it's just funny that now globalism is just, it's the answer. Nationalism is bad. So many people are just so deeply ignorant of the deeper issues. I think I have to laugh because I've been speaking around the country, around my book, Is Atheism Dead? My new book, which is Letter to the American Church. And some people, I think it was the Gospel Coalition, did a review, of course, a negative review. I mean, I didn't expect a positive one. But the funny thing is they're saying, like, but he doesn't mention that Bonhoeffer was worried about nationalism. And you're thinking, yes, that's because Hitler was the head of state and he was against liberty. He was against Christians. He was against Christian values. But I mean, it's a level of sloppiness, and it's kind of like people have this glazed eye look, like globalism good, transcend borders, transcend nation state. They haven't thought it through, and it really is frightening because it is no different than when people were seduced by the Nazis into following this maniacal wicked leader, they're not thinking it through, or they're afraid to think carefully. They're afraid to talk about it, which is one of the reasons I'm so happy to have you on, because we need to understand what these issues are. People need to think, and those people who are just drifting along need to wake up and understand what you are allowing to happen, not just in this country, but around the world. But we have to be clear, these values that you're talking about have dramatically infiltrated the United States of America, particularly the elites, particularly the Democratic Party, who seem to be all in for everything we're talking about.
Yeah, well, allow me to be your huckleberry. Allow me, Eric, to be your battering ram against these kinds of individuals who would criticize your book on that basis, because it's colossal ignorance. See, I will go so far as to say it wasn't nationalism that made the Nazis bad. What made them bad was their godless fascism. In other words, if nationalism is, like, say, a glove, when you fill that, whatever
right,
it is,
right,
when you
right.
fill that with an utterly godless
right.
fascist
right.
ideology, it becomes evil. And that would be true of anything.
Right.
It doesn't matter what it is. So it wasn't their nationalism. It was a nationalism that became the spearhead of a godless fascist ideology.
Right.
That was really the problem. But see, the individuals you're talking about at the Gospel Coalition, it's so funny, Eric. I just have to throw this in. When my book, The Faith of Christopher Hitchens, came out in 2016, they named it the Arts and Culture Book of the Year. And I now look upon that as... is that a feather in my cap, you know, or not? Because
well, no, look, a lot of these folks, these are good folks that have drifted and drifted. Or let's put it another way, Larry. The world has drifted and they've stayed in the same place. They are not alive to the moment. Things are dramatically different than they were 10 and 15 years ago. And if you don't get that, you know, but I mean, that's exactly what has happened. I mentioned in my book, and I try to say it generously about people that I love, like Tim Keller. You know, what he had said or his model, it was absolutely right. But if the world changes very dramatically and the left have become Marxist globalists, you have to shift your tune. You can no longer say, well, we can't be political. I mean, if slavery is on the ballot, you kind of might need to be political. And these are the things that they don't really want to deal with. It's politically incorrect. It makes them uncomfortable. They would just like rather play
but it's
nice.
Hypocrisy.
And, well,
it's extraordinary.
It's also
hypocrisy,
but I didn't want to mention that.
Well, I say that because the very individuals who are saying that you can't be political are the most political people. Tim Keller is one of the most political and pompous individuals speaking on these issues. But the kind of people you're talking about, I'll use this analogy. Think of this as a laser pointer. It feels to me like what the media does is they just simply aim the laser pointer at the wall. And the folks at the Gospel Coalition or Christianity Today or the woke crowd, be it Christian or otherwise, they're just pawing at the wall like a cat. You know, in other words, they whatever they direct their attention at, Ukraine, paw, paw, paw.
Yeah.
Nationalism, paw, paw, paw. That's what they do.
That's a sick, funny image. We'll be right back talking to Larry Taunton. Don't go away. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to my friend Larry Taunton in Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, so let's continue talking about, you know, the proponents of globalism who have infiltrated the American church. It's one of the reasons I wrote my book, Letter to the American Church. We see something happening that was kind of unthinkable like a decade ago, that a lot of these Marxist ideologies, the globalist ideologies, which are antithetical to the scripture, clearly antithetical to the founder's vision of this nation, the United States, that these have made their way, critical race theory, into the church, and they are making it possible for folks like Klaus Schwab and other lizard people to sell this stuff.
Yeah, let's talk for just a second about fascism. I think maybe my next article is going to be about fascism, what fascism actually is. You know, you see it tossed around all the time, you know, a Nazi, you know, Trump's a Nazi, Eric Metaxas is a, you know, is a Nazi, Larry Taunton is a Nazi, a fascist. These are individuals, speaking from an academic point of view, at least the way I was taught, you know, when I was in graduate school studying history, what fascism is. These the globalists are themselves fascists. They're not Marxists. They're fascists.
Right.
However, this is kind of the interesting thing, and I, you know, and as a writer, I've sort of played with this, Eric, because I really want to coin the term fascio Marxism. The problem is, it works in an interview like this. When you write it, it doesn't look quite right. So you almost have to reverse it and say Marxo-fascist. But they're really fascio-Marxist, meaning that what they are, I mean, these are individuals as billionaires. Bill Gates believes in capitalism, obviously. But what they want for the common people, for the proletarians, so to speak, is a Marxist arrangement where, quote unquote, you will own nothing. This is a famous phrase of the World Economic Forum. You will have no privacy. There will be share and share alike. You will make no decisions for yourself. There will be no democracy. And this will be a good thing. You will be happy, is what they say. But for themselves, they have a fairly fascist arrangement, which is to say a kind of hyper-capitalism without any kind of restraints that is milking the common people, and it is weaponizing it against the people, because this is really what fascism, a proper definition of fascism, is. You know, I realized when I first went to China in 2010 that China was no longer, you know, communist. You know, here they have Prada, they have Gap, they have Ferrari, you know, all these kinds of things. And I thought, oh, wow, they've absolutely given up on the Marxist-Leninist model of economics. And that's because they know it doesn't work. And it's the same in Vietnam. It is the same in Russia and elsewhere. They've ditched it. Instead, what they've done is they've combined their a free market economy with a totalitarian regime.
Right.
And this is
right.
The very definition of fascism. And it's what we're seeing starting to happen in the West, so that the economy itself is weaponized for war against domestic populations. That's what's happening. And that's what the World Economic Forum is doing. And the way they plan to do it, Eric, is with something called ESG. ESG. Which suddenly has gone out of my head. As
well,
to what,
yeah,
the
it's like environmental,
social,
you know, whatever. It's yeah. If you, it's kind of like saying if you play ball, you know, we'll help you. If you do
exactly.
Everything
it's
we tell
principle.
You to do and sign on the dotted line in your blood, then we will help you. And if you don't, we'll hurt you. It is evil. And it is bringing woke ideology. It has already brought woke ideology into American corporations, which we once thought, you know, because they're governed by the free market values, that there's some level of freedom there. But just as you said, these things can be combined. You can take these fascist ideologies, authoritarian woke ideologies. You can work inside a capitalistic, ostensibly free society. And that's why it's so insidious and so pernicious, and we have to be aware of it. And let's say this, it is also why most of these people are horrified at Donald Trump because he had the temerity to go against some of these things. And it's their worst nightmare that somebody who sort of comes from their ilk would kind of be on to them and would empower
exactly.
people who would oppose them. And that's why they
he
would do anything, including murder him. They're not going to get away with it, but they would love to do that if they could.
Yeah, well, I love what Dave Chappelle said in his recent Saturday Night Live opening is he said Trump was, quote unquote, an honest liar. And what he meant by that was the analogy he used is he said Trump is the guy who comes out of the House where all of the corruption and the double dealing of government is taking place. And he says to all of us, everything you think we're doing in there, we're doing in
there. That's right.
And so Chappelle is exactly right in saying that Trump was a guy that they hate because he betrayed, you know, this system. He betrayed his class in some sense. He was a whistleblower. You might call him a whistleblower. And this is what, of course, has deeply upset the left.
A little bit like Teddy Roosevelt, I guess. They figured like, hey, you're part of the gang. You're part of the club. So you'll play ball, won't you? And if you don't, well, you know, we may shoot you, as they did with Teddy Roosevelt. But he continued giving that great speech. We'll be right back talking to Larry Alex Taunton. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, welcome back. Talking to Larry Alex Taunton. Larry, we've seen such unprecedented things. The voting fraud. I think because we didn't get the red wave we might have been hoping for, I think it's a good thing because I think it is forcing more people to realize, wait a minute, this is genuinely rigged. No one believes John Fetterman grunted his way to victory. Nobody believes that Carrie Lake lost. Nobody could really honestly believe that Joe Biden won. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And you're looking around and you think like something rotten has entered our political life. And the folks who don't like, pro-American figures, whether it's Trump or Carrie Lake or Doug Mastriano, that they will do literally anything to keep them out of power, and that they've simply taken election fraud or whatever it is, manipulation, to a new level. And if we, the people, don't wake up to this, if we don't go to bat against this stuff, it's over. We have no America.
Yeah, well, let me just say something very, very quickly, a little anecdote your listeners might appreciate. What an impressive lady Carrie Lake is. I say that Giorgia Meloni, the new prime minister of Italy, the populist candidate, is the Carrie Lake of Italy. I mean, Carrie Lake is just a powerhouse. But I was with you at Mar-a-Lago, and we're sitting, I don't know if you remember this, but we're chatting in the lobby, and you look over my shoulder and you say, Hey, there's the next governor of Arizona. And I turned and looked, and it was Carrie Lake. And I hope that proves to be true, because she is truly an impressive lady. I would vote for her for president. I mean,
there are people that are emerging. And this is the good news, is that when things get as bad as they've gotten, you're seeing figures like Meloni, like Carrie Lake, like Doug Mastriano. You're seeing these figures rise up and say, I'm going to speak the truth. I'm going to be a champion of the people. I'm going to do what I can do. So I am hopeful, but it's that we're in a battle and we have to continue fighting. It's not just going to be like, oh, yeah, we won the red wave and we went. No, we need to get rid of, you know, the uniparty rhinos like Mitch McConnell, because they are playing ball with the globalists. They're basically saying, look, we don't want to upset the apple cart. Tell us what to do. We're looking around. We don't want to cause any trouble. We're for détente. We don't want to fight with the bad guys. We just want to be friends with the bad guys and all make money. You know, it's kind of bad.
Let me explain a little bit about how the election fraud is occurring. Now, let's set aside for just a moment of Dinesh's excellent film, 2000 Mules, and the ballot harvesting and the mail-in ballots and all the fraud that's taking place there that we know factually is occurring there. A couple of days ago, Eric, I did an interview on my show with Dr. Robert Epstein. Now, Robert Epstein is a Harvard PhD. He is the head of the Institute, senior fellow at the Institute for Behavioral and Technological Research. It's a fascinating work that he does. Now, I want to say this about Robert Epstein. Robert Epstein supported Hillary Clinton in 2016, and he voted for Joe Biden. In other words, he is a self-described liberal. He's to quote him, he says, I haven't a conservative bone in my body. But I heard him speaking at the Trump Hotel in D.C. in, I think it was October 2019, at a big gala event that my wife and I were attending. And he made some rather outrageous claims, or at least outrageous if he couldn't support them. And that is to say, he said that there was no way Trump was going to win. And he says, because the election is rigged. Now, he said this a year in advance, and he proved to be correct. Now, when you talk about this and his research, what he says is that Google is shaping the elections and the election results via a number of means, but they're collectively what he calls, because it's what Google calls them, in emails that they managed to obtain that were circulated and published in the Wall Street Journal, what they call ephemeral experiences. That is to say, experiences that are like skywriting. They're there for a moment and then they evaporate, they disappear. There's no paper trail. You can't follow it. And it works something like this, Eric. 60% of Google searches do not result in a click. So in other words, you start typing, was Abraham Lincoln, and it begins to auto-suggest, you know, fill in the rest of what you're typing. And so the question might be, was Abraham Lincoln, this is an actual example, was Abraham Lincoln a Republican? And it will bring up an answer box. Now, you didn't click on that. It brings it up, and it says Union Party. Now, this is a deceptive answer, because it's just the name of the Republican Party before it's the Republican Party. But it's leading you away quite deliberately from the actual answer. Now, you type in the same thing on Bing, and it will say Republican. Was Abraham Lincoln autofill Republican? And then you can click. So in other words, what Google is doing is, because 60% of the time you don't actually click, It gives you the answer it wants to give you before you get there. So it's already shifting you in a, and I should be going this way, shifting you towards leftist responses. The other thing is that on YouTube, you know, if you notice when you're watching a video, it will autoplay another video and then another video and another video. These are 85% of the time, these are leftist videos. Another thing is that Google, according to Dr. Epstein, sent out reminders overwhelmingly to Democrats, people they knew because of their surfing habits. They're able to sort of populate what kind of individual you are. They sent out reminders to them to vote. So asking Dr. Epstein, how many votes do you think in just the midterms Google was able to shift towards Democrat candidates? And he said upwards of 80 million votes. Now, let's think about that for just a second. In 2020, he figures about 7 million votes. So this is a kind of election rigging, and he's trying to blow the whistle on this, but he's being denounced, you know, by the likes of Hillary Clinton and others who say that his research has been debunked, when of course it hasn't.
This is such horrifying stuff. We'll be back, final segment, with our friend Larry Taunton.
On a morning from a Bogart movie, in a country where they turn back time, you go strolling.
Welcome back. Final segment with our friend Larry Alex Taunton. You can find him at LarryAlexTaunton.com. I hope you do. So, Larry, this is so depressing. Big tech is manipulating things on a level that, again, let's be clear, this was not possible in the past. So horrible things have come about because of technology. What do we do about it?
Well, I think that we all need to become like Dr. Robert Epstein insofar as he was able to get Google to back off of the elections in Georgia in 2020 in the runoffs simply by blowing the whistle on them. I like to quote him, if I may, and he's quoting, Supreme Court Justice Brandeis, who said that light is the best disinfectant. We need to shed light on these things. People need to know. Shows like yours, writing like mine, need to make people aware of what is actually happening. Because you see, I was noticing last night something on Twitter. And I haven't quite put my finger on it, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about. And it's this: I'm seeing leftists going absolutely nuts on Twitter. And it's, of course, is due to the fact that Elon Musk has come along and he's created an actual free speech platform. Hopefully that lasts. But what has happened is, from their point of view, a Pandora's box has been opened. And all of these opinions that they formerly did not hear because big tech prevented them from hearing them, they therefore had an image of the world that wasn't reality. They thought everybody out there was in favor of transgenderism, and everybody was in favor of gender transitioning, you know, minors with irreversible, grotesque surgery. They thought that everybody was in favor of Marxism. Well, now all of a sudden the box has been opened, and all of these people, Project Veritas and Donald Trump and, you know, people that we know, were suddenly released from Twitter jail, and their opinions are now being heard. You have leftists who are, for the first time, or at least the first time in many years, are starting to get a real glimpse of the world, that they are actually a minority. In my opinion, I think that people who believe this nonsense are in a very small minority.
Actually, Larry, that's a big point you just made. I say this all the time. We live with this illusion, the lie, that, oh, it's 50-50. Nonsense. Most Americans know that there are men and there are women, and that people who believe that there are suddenly all these other genders are crazy or kidding themselves. Most people know that.
Most things like that are self-evident. But we live in a world that continually tells you, no, it's divided, we're divided, and by the way, the people who believe that crazy stuff are getting the upper hand, and you know, you need to get on the right side of history. And that's just one example. But I am convinced that most people know these things, but they don't have a voice, which is why folks like you and me, we try to speak these things to encourage people, folks, that you're not crazy, they're crazy, and you have to stand strong.
Absolutely. And see, that illusion that you speak of was created by big tech. I mean, the founder of Twitter said that the goal of Twitter was to give radical leftists, my term, not his, a disproportionate voice on that platform in order to create the illusion that they were the culture rather than just simply a minor voice within it. Now, with Twitter changing, all of a sudden, we're starting to see reality.
I'm afraid we're out of time. Larry, just a joy to speak with you. We'll have you back as soon as possible. Folks, go to LarryAlexTaunton.com. Plenty more where this came from. Don't forget, folks, pray. Stand strong. God bless you. And Larry, God bless you and your family. Thanks for being my guest.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Great to be with you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.